All right, just a short thought, long passage of scripture. But my challenge to you is to approach each day with the awareness of God. pretty easy to lock into a normal day, get in the car, I go this place, I do that. We forget all about God. We get our scripture up. Isaiah 55, 7 through 11. Oh, there it comes. Okay. Approach each day with the awareness of God. There we go. Oops. It's cold. There we go. Isaiah 55, 7 through 11. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man, or the man of iniquity, his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord. This is the great cry of the prophets. Turn back to God, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon, multiply to pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. In a large degree, God has planted the seeds and we're doing the watering. A lot of times we disseminate the seed and give it out where people are not consciously aware of it. But very often, God's word waters that. It germinates the seed. So what is the concept tonight? When things go according to your plans, you think things are going smoothly. During that period of time, do not be unaware of God's sovereign presence. He's the one that brought it about. When your plans are thwarted, they grow those little thwarts, you know. Recognize God is controlling your day and your life. The thing is, he's doing something important in your life, something quite different from what you expected. Especially at such times, stay in communion with him. Turn to him. Recognize this. Humbly accept his way as better than yours, even if yours would have been easier. Don't try to figure out what is happening. That's not really up to you, you see. Trust God. Thank him in advance for the good that will come out of it all. Jeremiah, writing to a people who were being judged by God, tells them God's inner heart. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know, God says, the thoughts that I think toward you. I'm not making this up as I go. I know it already, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. God says, I have these things planned for you to bring about peace. Sometimes we have to go through difficult times because we're stuck in a rut of doing things our way. He has to shake us out of that.